Do you long to embody mindfulness and compassion in your parenting life? Yeah, me too. Welcome to Mindfully Parenting Atypical Kids. Let's go on this journey together. Hi, parents. This is another candid conversation with my son, who has strong opinions about parenting people with autism, which is not surprising. And I just want to put it out there as you're listening to this, that each family has its own journey, right? And this is his opinion. He has opinions about disclosure and diagnosis, and he definitely has opinions about buttons. So for me, as I get better at communication with everyone in my life, the temptation is to go back and ruminate on what I've done wrong in those relationships. And yes, I can learn, but I have to be careful not to go down a shame spiral. So guilt is knowing that we are good people, but we've done something wrong. And shame, on the other hand, is thinking I've done something wrong, which means I'm a bad person. Never helpful to be in shame. We always have the opportunity to grow and change. So take this advice with a little bit of perspective and understand where your family is at. I'll come back at the end to offer a little practice. Enjoy the conversation. So what suggestions would you have for parents of kids who are starting kindergarten in the NEST program?
Well, you don't just find out that your kid has autism and then search up a video on YouTube saying how to parent your kid with autism. No.
Why?
It's
why?
The complete opposite. All kids with autism are unique. Very unique. Mm-hmm. Autism isn't just one thing. And
tell me more about that.
Well, what kind of more do you want?
So you think that parents should ask their kids
what's good for them? Yes. Mm-hmm. And if the kid's like under 4 or something like that, then just like watch what your kids are doing. And just like see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And notice how you can help by what they're doing.
So like do it with them?
Yeah.
Like join them in what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's my advice.
What else?
Oh.
What if they're older?
If they're older, then ask them. Okay. Ask them what they would like, and then you make an agreement. Like if they're above 4 or 4.
And when do you think that parents should tell their kids that they have autism, if they know?
Right when they find out. I don't think that they should be waiting 3 years like you did.
Like I did, yeah. I probably got some bad advice. But at least now we're telling other parents things that can help them not make the same mistakes that I made.
Yeah.
Any other things, mistakes that I made that you want other parents to not make?
Well, tell them the thing about the buttons.
Tell them the thing about the buttons?
Yes.
That I asked the pre-K teachers, uh-huh, if they could help with your aversion to buttons, with your not liking buttons, if they could,
yeah,
help you get more comfortable,
mm-hmm,
with buttons.
I mean, like, it doesn't cost your life to wear buttons.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But it is sometimes hard to find pants and jeans and coats and dress clothes for, like, going to a wedding that don't have buttons.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's inconvenient.
But, like...
But it's not a big deal.
If one of my aunts or uncles gets married, I would not very like it, but I would wear a shirt with a tie if they wanted to.
Wow, that's really big of you.
I mean, like, I did that at one of my aunt's wedding.
Yeah.
Don't
you,
see
well, you wore a polo shirt, and we cut off the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you looked really nice.
Thanks.
All right, so here's a simple mindfulness practice to bring yourself back into the present moment if you're ruminating on the past in order to anticipate the future. Look around and find five things you can see and make a list in your mind, knowing there's not going to be a quiz. Once you got those five things, let your eyelids soften enough that you can focus on your hearing. And make a list in your mind of four things you can hear, near and far. Then start to notice your skin and what you sense on your skin. Three things. The breeze, your clothing, the ground beneath you. And two things you can smell, non-judgmental awareness. And one thing you can taste. Now, this is something you don't need to set aside extra time for, right? You could do this while you're doing other things. You can be present in the world, doing what you need to do as a parent, as a person. And at the same time, practice mindfulness. And once we are settled in the present moment, then we might be able to reflect on our past choices with some detachment. And then certainly we can learn how to do things differently in the future if that's required. May whatever arises in our lives deepen our compassion. Thank you. Thank you for joining Mindfully Parenting Atypical Kids. I really appreciate you walking alongside me.